Welcome into the start of another week here on a Corlin Economics Report. This is Chris Temple back with you again this week. We will have Big Al later in the day, I do believe, but for the time being, to start the week off, we have Gary Savage from his remote location out in the Utah area, I believe it is. Gary, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, we saw Friday a stinker of a number on the jobs report. And even though U.S. markets were closed for the Good Friday holiday, we saw gold react overnight. It's up this morning. Last I saw, you know, we're in the $1,220 an ounce neighborhood. Crude oil price is up, probably due also to that weak jobs report and the corollary weaker dollar. But also, apparently, the Saudis have raised prices back up a little bit. So you said you wanted to focus on that and commodities generally. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the dollar is that weak report is going to cement the deal for the dollar. I think it is going to go down, move down into that intermediate cycle low I've been looking for months now. I don't expect that final bottom till maybe the next employment report, since this bad report is what started it. So I don't expect a bottom until the next one. So this is the opportunity for the commodities to rally for the next 5, maybe 6 weeks. Gold printed a higher high today, and that's important, because it signals that we have a right translated daily cycle, and that is the next confirmation after breaking that intermediate trend line that confirms that gold put in a higher order intermediate degree bottom a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago. So I think gold is going to rally along with the rest of the commodity sector, including oil, for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Now, Gary, last week there was a time when Doc and I were visiting, and we were kind of looking at the bigger picture of what these recent trends mean, of the U.S. economy apparently decelerating, perhaps the peak being in for the U.S. dollar, at least for a while, if not permanently. And our thoughts were kind of that we were going to go back to an environment like we had back in the 1970s, where we're going to increasingly hear the term stagflation come back. In other words, continued funk in economic activity, this new normal, as some have called it. We're not going to go back to 4 or 5% growth, certainly in the U.S., but anemic growth, not much in the form of wage hikes, and yet living costs continuing to go up for the average person. Now, in the 70s, that forced investors to go more from financial assets, bonds and stocks that were overpriced back then, and under particularly where stocks are concerned, profit pressures, and more so into commodities, which were relatively cheap. Do you also see that same thing coming?
Well, eventually I do. I'm looking at my larger multi-year cycles, and I think we are still due for a 7-year cycle low in the stocks, probably next spring. I don't think that the 8-year cycle in gold formed in November, that just does not look like an 8-year cycle low to me. So I think this is just going to be a bear market rally in the commodity sector. And then I think the end of this year and the beginning of next year, we're going to see deflation. It'll be brief, but I do believe we're going to see deflation in the stock market and the commodity markets. Not as bad as what we had in 2009, but pretty severe. We could probably, I think we could test that 1550 level in the S&P, and I think gold would probably go at least 2 and maybe below 1000 during that time. And then I think we get our inflation after we get that major multi-year cycle event. Like I said, I expect it early next year. But after that is through, then I think we're going to have years of inflation.
So there still needs to be a little bit more of a deflationary washout, you think? We're not quite out of the woods yet. And would I be correct to assume that one of the things that would call the end to that and this broader long-term move would be when the Fed finally does throw in the towel and say, hey, we can't raise rates, we got to print money too?
Yeah, that's exactly what I expect to happen. I think the dollar still has another big leg up, maybe to 110 or even 120. Later this, into the spring of next year. That's the point at which I expect the Fed to panic and start QE4, and it'll be much bigger than all the other QEs. And I think that's what drives the final bubble phase in biotech and begins the next phase of the commodity bull market, which will culminate in a bubble in gold, maybe as far out as 2020. I know Doc is expecting this to be a very long bull market, and that's kind of what it's looking like to me too, is maybe a final bubble phase in gold as far out as 2018 to 2020.
All right, so finally, Gary, for this near-term move, that you think that these counter trend moves, this bear market rally specifically in gold, how much legs do you think it might have? Do you have any particular technical target? Correct me if I'm wrong, but one chart I looked at recently was showing kind of a reverse head and shoulders forming in gold. And if we can get a close above 1225 or in that neighborhood, one chart I saw suggested that it could run a bit. What's your own target on what gold could do in this rally before it's time to trade out for those traders out there?
Well, I don't really have any idea what the price target would be, but I do have a timing target, and that is going to be based on the dollar cycle. I'm going to look for the dollar to put in a bottom, a daily and an intermediate cycle bottom, either on the May employment report on May 8th or a day or two on either side of it. So I'm going to suggest that the rally in commodities and gold will last till then, and then that's when I think we get a top. That's the point at which the dollar will reverse, and it'll start a new intermediate cycle that will make another higher high above 100, possibly, like I said, even 110 or 120, and that's going to pressure commodities again, including gold. So I think you got about 5, maybe 6 weeks here, and at that point you need to probably take profits and get back on the sidelines.
Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens. It's a very, very volatile market. Certainly it looks like it's going to continue into this second quarter. Gary, thanks for taking the time with us early this morning, and I hope you can be available again tomorrow.
You're welcome, Chris.